Ne parle plus, suis l'âme.
It's another holiday season, and Christmas time in this country is always accompanied by Christmas cheer and a spirit of giving that is seldom seen outside of the holidays. From food and toy drives to random donations to the Salvation Army sidewalk solicitors, every year, millions upon millions of Americans reach down into their pockets and their hearts and find it within themselves to give freely and sincerely without worrying too much about the strain on their pocketbooks. In Benin, West Africa, however, where money is always scarce, and many live a life of poverty that even the impoverished in America will find detestable, the spirit of giving is a permanent fixture of their everyday lives. There, the people still found it within themselves to give all they have freely, even if they don't have much to give. When I first arrived to Benin, I saw nothing but the smiling faces and the people eager to please. Though I noticed the extreme poverty in the surrounding areas, their ever-present benevolence did not allow me to see how thoroughly and deeply they were affected by it. I was in awe that amidst their living conditions, the people there still found it within themselves to want to smile and to want to share with strangers to whom they have no connection with whatsoever. It wasn't until I engaged in conversation with my Beninese peers that I became painfully aware of the people's frustration, or the many factors that played into Benin's persistent problem of paucity. After many interviews, where it was common for those of us on the team to converse with our interviewees, it was also common for us to be asked, as Americans, do you know how to solve our problems? Being both confused and odd, mainly because I have no more of an answer on how to solve the problems that exist in Benin than I do those that exist in America, I would reluctantly reply, no, I don't. After those conversations, revelations about Benin's economic turmoil became clear to me everywhere. On one particular instance, I remember standing in the open-air market, a major part of Benin's economy, on my birthday. It became clear to me that even though I was reveling in the fact that I was in Africa on my birthday, exactly 18 years to the day I was born, eating the sweetest pineapple ever for a little less than 25 cents in American currency, and shopping to my heart's content, I looked around at all the children carrying on their heads their families' livelihoods. It occurred to me that these children will probably never celebrate anything in the way that I'm accustomed to, simply because they're too poor to have time for anything else other than work. Don't get me wrong, it's not all desperation and feelings of hopelessness from the people here, yet those feelings do exist. It's a part of what helps make Benin, Benin. While in the country, we had the opportunity to interview the newly appointed U.S. Ambassador, Kalitha Brown. She spoke about the amazing learning that could take place between Benin and the United States. She taught us we could learn a lot from how Benin handled itself. I'd like to talk more about partnerships. She went on to say, I stress partnerships and equality, so that it's more of a relationship of equals, notwithstanding the fact that we may have a very big economy and a very big number of people. Benin is a sovereign government, and we have to respect it as such. And she's right. Though I may not have had the magic solution when asked about my suggestions as an American for the help with the economic state of Benin, I was able to offer just a little piece of help. I told the people I will let people in America know what happens there, and they might be able to offer suggestions that I couldn't. Well, suggestions, anyone?